we have deployed RR secretaries in Kajukedi, now in Kaya, and in Lasso to keep the records of the retailers. And meanwhile, here in the town, the RRC has placed an office now to start taking the data. And I don't have the accurate data for now, because it's what we discussed yesterday, that we need immediately a statistic of those who have returned. In Lanya, a number of them have arrived from Uganda. You know, cross in Korkaya, then they cross directly to Kotera, then they enter into Lanya and Mokaya. And these are a number of people now that are arriving, but I don't have accurate number, but it's a huge number that has already arrived. And it here can be witnessed. Like in here, you can see the number of people increase. So what we are doing here is we have immediately agreed that we need quick statistical gathering, the numbers, so that it will make a proper planning. And the other thing now we call need assessment areas that are accessible now. I think this one is given a task at the RRC and the agencies. Again, they are very positive. They say now this is we need to say which are the areas that we are targeting. We want to target the area of the totality of Morogo and also Lanya, in which the commissioners and RRC secretary could take up the charge. And in Otogo, we wanted the site of Lasso. And in Tore, we need the site of Rasolo, which is bordering the Democratic Republic of Congo. And so the statistics will come out quickly because we need it for purpose, planning purpose. I think I cannot really give you exactly what numbers are there, but the numbers is very great because you see with the number of people rather increasing in the town. Now, as I'm mentioning, the 3 days back, in fact, they arrived and they were 3 days in Kaya. Then we have to organize for a local arrangement of transport. And those who are brought, they are 28 households and a population of 58. And some of them are in Kaya, and we are planning for the next trip to go and bring them. And this one we presented to the NGOs. That time has come. All of us need to work as a team. I think they are very positive. As I say, we have already a station office in Kaya to wait the return of the people. And you know, we have only small cars that we are using, and that's why we are calling the humanitarian agencies to help us, like the UNHCR and other agencies, that we have to have, even if for time being we can hire, but have asked them to give the support. But we are taking their beginning as a state to start doing it, and the rest who are coming on food, in fact, some of the people are coming on food, by the way. And but this one, who have come already with some of the things, like the one who are brought from Kaya, I think they came with some other small luggages that needs actual transport, really. And this is what we have done. And in fact,
okay.
As we had the meeting yesterday, I think the meeting is for preparation to where to register them, which location they want to go.
Okay. So does it mean that there's a huge number already of returnees in Kaya?
That is first lot which came. It leaves the one that are coming. When the vehicles are coming there, 10 and how many will jump into it. But this one that I organized, because when they came, it will go, and this is where actually I had to organize for this. And at the moment, as I've sent the RR secretary that to open immediately office already yesterday and today, is very busy preparing to establish an office and make sure that he gives me daily statistics of those who are arriving.
What's being done to those who are returning voluntarily in terms of humanitarian response?
Definitely, the demands are very many. One is there are, like the other group which are brought, they have a number of young children who are coming. Actually, the purpose, the relative said they are bringing them for better education because there is no proper school, they are rearing them. And here, we are looking into the area of education and area of shelter. In fact, a number of them have their houses. Their houses are intact, like those in the town. They are just going to clear their houses and what is required as actual food. And the other area of water, I think a number of organizations that are dealing with water already started rehabilitation of boreholes all over, and they are drilling new ones. And in the area of protection, UNHCR is taking, you know, a kind of protection, try to look for something for shelter, and again, protection of especially gender-based violence, and we are establishing a strong, rule of law to make sure that this one actually came out. And the people actually, they arrived. What I've seen, the expression is so emotional.
Okay.
That they don't know that Ye is like this one. They were told a different report, but they've seen Ye. So I think we expect a huge number because the message has reached back and people have joined their relatives here. I think we expect a huge number to start. That's why I'm calling that meeting for preparation.
These returnees being reunited with their families or they are kept elsewhere like come?
No, we don't keep them else. You know, what is happening? When they arrived, people came with the border, some came with the Ifiang, some came with the vehicles, and picking their relatives to their houses. In fact, we don't want to create something called Ken and so on. They come and just their relatives come, and you know, they are coordinating even with telephone that we are coming, and the relatives just away. This is very encouraging because the members of the NGOs were happy because of the accessibility. I think they are so happy with the sign of the cessation of hostility and the grassroots dialogue. I think they are very happy. They are going to reach the people even outside the town.